This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiger baseball less than a week away. How about that? And I feel like the buildup for this season isn't really there. Injuries to Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling, who was the backup plan to Bregman, who they didn't land in free agency, right? Now we're pinning our hopes on Baez and Torque playing bigger roles, guys that the fan base didn't even want to have on the roster at this point. And I feel like a lot of the talk on the run-up up to the season is pessimistic, right? Whether you want it to be true or not, I think most fans have had this black cloud over the start of the Tigers season. And they're coming off of a playoff appearance, a playoff series win, one win away from the ALCS. And I don't feel like we've talked about this team as a team that can get to the next level based on the offseason. But ESPN has their breakout candidates for this year's baseball season, and they list the Tigers fourth among all baseball to have a breakout season. So I wonder, what are we missing? Let us know. And I have some theories and ways that the season could break right for the team. But what do you guys think? If the Tigers do have a breakout, what would lead to that? What are we sleeping on as we get to the start of the season here? 248-539-9797.
So if that is to happen, I think there needs to be a nerve that wakes up for Parker Meadows sooner rather than later.
So he only misses like a month, we'll say.
I'm hoping
ideally
maybe,
less.
Ideally maybe only 2 weeks. Okay. I mean, we haven't had an update. I know he hasn't been in the lineup, and I don't know really what he's doing behind the scenes. So I don't know how long that's gonna be. I don't know that they even know.
My point is, if he missed a month, like he woke up today and he still needed 2-3 weeks to ramp up, gets to the team, it's a month. That'd still be more Parker Meadows than we had last year, which would be a positive.
Correct.
So that's one way where you can go, okay, actually it's not as doom and gloom as we may think. Okay, that's one thing.
All right. Spencer Torkelson. I think this is going to be it's going to be a wonder. And it could be a wonder in a positive way. I think it's a wonder right now because nobody has any idea what to think. Even as of 2 days ago, they're facing the Sox, the Red Sox, and he goes 2 of 3. He's batting .325. It also had a walk. Like he's getting on base. He's making contact. Leads the team with 4 home runs in spring. Like it's, could he have found his swing? And 2 years ago we thought it happened.
Right.
And then last year happened, and it was horrific. And now all of a sudden we thought going into spring, there's no chance he's going to be on the roster. He's going to start in AAA, and there's probably no chance he really ever comes up. Like this is going to be, he could be a part of the organization for a few years, but there's really nothing from Spencer Torkelson.
Right.
Now, if they are going to be that quote unquote breakout team, they will need him. They will have to have him, whether it's at first, field, or it's a DH. Like, if he can hit at this pace, he's batting .325.
does which that I don't not expect.
Well, I don't expect that either, but does that not amaze you, like, right now? In, just even in spring training, he couldn't do that last year.
Right.
And so I think that is one that maybe we are underestimating.
So think about this. So he had 30 home runs 2 years ago. There's clearly power in the bat. He was a mess last season, right? He couldn't hit the fastball over the middle of the plate. There's no better way to describe you than a mess. That's a pitch a major leaguer should be able to hit, and he should still be able to hit. He actually had a higher OPS in September than Colt Keith did, and he has a better MLB track record than Colt Keith has. If he is even shades of the player of 2 years ago, that would do so much for this team, this lineup, their ability to hit right-handed pitching.
Right, but so...
Or okay. left-handed pitching, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, that would be huge.
So Colt Keith, we just mentioned Spencer Torkelson, 325 in spring training. Guess who's been hitting better than Spencer Torkelson?
Who?
Colt Keith. I'm not by much, 326.
Yeah.
So they're in essence the same. But
if you're getting production out of first base, you weren't a year ago between the two of them.
First and DH.
Sure, yeah.
All right. And do we think Gleyber Torres could be an upgrade this year over Colt Keith of last year?
Offensively, yes.
Okay. Defensively, you know.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. But so now all of a sudden you've got an upgrade on the right side of the infield if you're looking from home plate.
Yeah.
And on the left side, Javi Baez makes the transition to third. Defensively, he is good. Offensively, right now he's batting .214. Is that not an upgrade over what he did last year?
It's not saying much, but okay.
So the low bar,
yeah.
But he's still over that bar.
Again, this is the case for the Tigers to be better than last year.
Uh-huh. Trey Sweeney defensively. Pretty
That's
good
solid.
Last year. Yeah. Solid at shortstop.
And get a full season of that.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, he's not really hitting in spring. It's 184. So not excited about that. And then you think about the pitching staff. As we stay in the infield, the pitching staff. Tarek Skubal, Jack Flaherty back for another season, and now Casey Mize having a good spring. And you've got competition for those two starting spots. Jackson Jobe might be a part of the mix. You know, he's not trying the data Nat's ass.
Just blowing it by, guys.
Just, yeah. Hey, if you could hit it, good luck. Like, I still go back to that quote. It's
a great quote.
Yeah. And so the pitching staff to start the season, we have no idea about injuries, missed games, missed starts. It feels like even though it was good last year, could be even better.
Yeah.
The outfield, we mentioned Parker Meadows. Eventually at center field, Riley Green in left, another year under his belt, another year of experience. We do expect him to continue to be a little bit better, marginally, but a little bit better. He's been good. He was all-star last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then McKinstry bopping around. You know, Justin Henry Molloy with
the
bat.
That's a big name.
Kerry Carpenter, if you can get him as your DH.
He missed a bunch of time last year. Again, if Carpenter's healthy and Molloy gets a full season, they're ideal platoon partners. Yeah. Combined, they give you a masher in the top half of your order.
Did I just not paint a rosy picture?
You know, and that's what we're asking of you guys. Cast aside the clouds that hang over this season. And
we didn't even mention Perez.
Well, there you go. Let us know. What is it that would lead this team to a breakout? ESPN has a model. It's some kind of data thing. They've simplified it, they claim, for this upcoming season. And they focus on teams that have a lot of players who might break out and rolled that into teams that could break out. They say there are two types of teams built for a breakout. Those that feature a lot of young players in important roles, and those with a number of key players coming off subpar or injured seasons who project to bounce back. Only the Giants, Brewers, and Rays are higher on their breakout list for the upcoming season. And that's not how we've talked about the Tigers. So, John, I think a couple things. Their pitching staff is going to make it so they don't have a collapse. It's going to keep them in the fight. They're going to be, I think, better on the mound this year than they were last year. When you throw in the fact that you should have Flaherty in the mix with a healthy Reese Olson, with Casey Mize getting a little more velo and swing and miss with the splitter. They have more pitching depth than they did a year ago. Alex Cobb isn't on the opening day rotation, but they did pay him. And at some point, I think he's going to pitch this season. They have more depth. Jackson Jobe won't be a guy who's just pitching in September. They'll have more depth. So I think the pitching keeps you kind of even keel through what could be some bumps and bruises with the lineup and defense. But for them to break out, you're right. You have to start highlighting some unexpected or surprises from guys. I think Justin Henry Molloy, I think Torkelson, those are going to have to be two really big keys for this team. And Baez, nobody expects anything of him. I'm certainly not expecting anything at the plate, but if he can be a glove at third, because they don't have enough good quality infield gloves, that would probably add a couple wins to this season.
So let me just give you some numbers. Now, these are spring training numbers.
Okay.
But if it translates even to a measure, if they're close to them to start the regular season, because this is really where it amounts to, you're going to have to start really strong because of the way the schedule starts. Gleyber Torres, right now batting .323. Riley Green, just under .300. Mm-hmm. Andy Ibañez, .278. Spencer Torkelson, .325. Kerry Carpenter, .333. Colt Keith, .326. Javi Baez, .214, even though it's better than he was last year. Like, there is Justin Henry Molloy. Didn't even mention him.
What's he hitting right now?
Kerry Carpenter, like, I don't know. I don't have that.
You're good.
That number in front of me, but
it, as of a week ago, I think it was right around 300. So
right.
He's had a good spring.
And so, if you can get those type of bats, I mean, you're talking about that in and of itself would be amazing. Now, I don't think all of those numbers translate to the regular season. You're going to be facing much better pitching on a regular basis, especially when you open up against the Dodgers.
Molloy hitting .302 mm-hmm. in spring right now. Let's get the phone calls in. 248-539-9797. Devel in Madison Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gang.
What's up?
Oh, not too much. So here's what you kind of stole a little of my thunder. I do believe our pitching will be much better, starting pitching, because just by attrition, they're going to be, on the mound and not injured. But the two names that I come up with, I think Torkelson will have a pretty decent start. And I really think, somebody mentioned it a minute ago, but Wenzel Perez, I just think he's just going to hold serve. I don't think he's going to be a disaster in center. I think he's going to hold serve just till Parker Meadows gets back. And you cannot undermine or undervalue a guy that's a switch hitter. Now, he hits way better left-handed, but, I mean, he's serviceable right-handed. I think if those three happen to pinch in, Torkelson, I think it's going to be way better. We're not asking Torkelson to be a world beater. Hell, just, about a .240 average, 20 to 25 home runs, and we're good there. And then with Perez, just serviceable. Just to hold down the fort and not kick the ball around the center field,
right.
I think we'll be just fine
so
if those three happen.
Are you talking yourself into a breakout?
Not really. I'm still looking like, we still got Javi over at third.
Yeah,
I don't know what Justin Henry Molloy.
Which is why this is such a fun exercise. Because, I ultimately don't buy that this team's going to be better than they were a year ago. I don't. But
neither do I.
But sometimes this is a healthy thing where you have to go, do I need to take a step back and take a deep breath and maybe I'm missing something? Which is why we brought this up. And I appreciate you throwing some things out there. Like, especially with this nerve issue, Wenzel Perez is going to have to be a guy.
Yeah.
That's one of the keys if they're going to break out. They're leaning on young players, players who have more in the tank, players who have an extra gear. We've asked you guys, if you don't like the dark clouds over the Tigers, bring some sunshine to the table. 248-539-9797. How does this come true where they are one of the four or five teams most likely to have a big-time breakout?